Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So are they really going to fire their head coach at Columbus? Should he even coach in the playoff? I have people on Twitter say this is stupid to call for Ryan Day's job. They're calling you stupid. Nick in North Carolina is calling you dumb, Tone.
I didn't see a lot of that over the weekend. I saw Ohio State and their community collectively turn the page pretty quickly. And I know, here's the funny thing. They're going to the playoff. I do question the buy-in from here on out, but then I looked at the odds, third best odds to win the national championship still. I don't think a playoff team has ever felt, now we've never had the expanded playoffs, but I don't think a playoff team has ever felt as down as this Ohio State. Like, I wonder how in the world that coach that we just saw let that transpire under his watch, that entire, forget the first 3.5 hours, what happened the last half hour. We saw that from Ryan Day. In a way, actually, you're going to be surprised. Just watching him in the press conference, this is crazy considering how much money he's made and the job that he's ascended to. I almost felt like pity because this is a guy that told us last week that losing to Michigan last year was up there with the tragic death of his father. Like, that's how much he put on this game.
Well, I can feel bad for him, and in a certain way, I think I do. But I can also feel bad for him and feel bad for him on his way out the door. Right. Because I think there's a lot of people. I heard Pat Forty talking about it. This job has just swallowed him. This job of beating Michigan has swallowed him. And I think that, honestly, for his own sanity, it would either be, gosh, you try to go back and you try to rededicate yourself, but you already did. You already did. You went and got Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly was a head coach at UCLA. And the writing was on the wall, and he reset his own clock, and he seems much happier now. Well, he ain't happier today, but he was much happier on Friday, just calling offenses and coaching up football the way it was meant to be done. But you went out, you got him. The rumored $20 million roster, which I think we just talk about it as fact now. Who the hell knows, give or take a few million. Who knows? But you have a very expensive roster there. And then to have that game go down the way it did, where it seemed to be you didn't just want to win it. You had to win it in a certain fashion. You had to win the ball. Well, we're not just going to win this game. We're going to run the ball, pound it down their throats. It's like your offensive line's in tatters. I mean, you've had an inordinate amount of injuries across that offensive line.
Kenny, you couldn't run the ball. In that first half against Indiana, you couldn't run the football. What made them think they were going to be able to do that and man up?
And did they think, like, bounce it? Quinshon Judkins, every time he bounced to the edge, 8 yards. First downs, 8 yards. I go, are you too good to do this? Is it just not man enough for you? Because man enough would have been just winning the game. If you win 13-10, yeah, there's still people bitching in the morning here. But you're 11-1 and you go on to the playoffs and you got the monkey off your back.
Going to the Big Ten Championship to avenge a loss to Oregon.
Yes. And now you sit there, and I thought about him yesterday, and there was some modicum of pity where I pity a guy who has life-changing money that we'll never touch in our life. But there was, I go, I can't imagine he's gone to sleep. I'm sitting there yesterday afternoon, I go, I can't imagine he's gone to bed. How? Unless your body just gave out, you passed out sitting in a chair. That's all there could have been.
I remember when they picked up Chip Kelly, and again, Chip Kelly was not good. Whoever's responsible for that game plan, I imagine the two came together for that game plan. And again, like you pointed out, they waltzed right down the field at the end of the first half, throwing the football. I think they had one run on that drive.
Yeah.
They threw the football, slice and diced that secondary without their best player, and Will Howard got it going in rhythm, and that was that. They never really tested Michigan either vertically or in the middle of some of those zones where you've got a freshman that gets open whenever he wants, even if they're rolling coverage over.
You got Jeremiah Smith, and he's the best freshman since the last freshman you had that set the world on fire. You're that type of university. Like, I don't think you were taking a shot at Brian Hartline when you said, when you mentioned his name,
no,
and the money
just,
that's spent. But
just
it's like,
the money that's been invested.
I didn't blame him for that. His wide receivers can only get open. Yeah. All they could do was throw him the ball. You know, maybe Will Howard was dinged up because of that hit that he took.
And he did. He took a huge hit.
Didn't they go down the field after that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
And he was running up and down the sidelines, trying to get everybody pumped up. And that's another one. You know, he came over. I thought he had the makeup. I did. When they picked him up, I'm like, he was kind of up and down at Kansas State. But he really earned, I thought, a lot of kudos throughout the season.
Yep.
And then it just fell so flat. And I think his play callers did not help him at all. But when they picked up Chip Kelly earlier in the year... Kenny, I remember, and people were mad. I think we even put up a poll at the time. I'm like, hey, if they're undefeated or whatever and lose to Michigan and they're making the playoff, like, should Chip Kelly coach the team in the playoff? And people thought that was the most outlandish thing of all time. And then over the weekend, I saw that. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's get a reboot here.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a chance. You have a chance with a new coach to maybe go on a run here, but not with the coach that you have.
Because it just, honestly, Tone, it seems so asinine that they would lose this.
Right.
That's why I think for a guy like Keith Britton, I give him a lot of hell. I'm not a Michigan fan as much as you say I am. For a guy like him, this has to be the second biggest win he's ever seen in his life. Other than the national championship last year, this has to be the second biggest. The only other thing I would think of is the 1969 game where Ohio State came in, the team of the century, and you beat them then. That's the only other time I would think about it. I mean, in what I've seen in this rivalry, there would probably be the Woodson game is up there. Jim Tressel's first trip to Michigan, the shock and awe, the win there, that was one of the biggest I've ever seen. The game of the century, and then this. I mean, it's just such a shocking... I still am trying to wrap my mind around it 48 hours later. Big Jums in Maple Heights, you're first up in the Fan. Should Ryan Day even coach in the playoff?
Hey, it's up in the air. Now, there's rumors out that there's $40 million buyout of the man.
Yeah, I saw 37.
Well, that's still a lot to pay for a guy, you know.
They paid $75 million for Jimbo Fisher to go away.
Yes, they did. The same AD, right?
Yeah, same athletic director. Well done.
Well, we went to the game, and it was a cold, very cold day. It was hard to even tailgate before it was so cold down there. We go down, lackluster game, the whole game plan. They knew they would struggle a little with their pass rush. Why didn't they adapt to it beforehand and have plays set up for it? They did nothing. These handoffs up the middle were pathetic, but I felt they set the precedence on the first drive. Ohio State actually, like you said, they moved down the last drive before the second first half ended. The first drive of the game, Ohio State went right down the field. Right down the field with passing.
Are you talking about kicking the field goal, not for going for it?
Well, no, not even the point. They set themselves up. They did two terrible handoffs that didn't work, and they threw a safe pass over the middle to a tight end. Now, let me ask you something. You have all these receivers you got, and you can't do a fade in the corner of the end zone? So Jeremiah Smith, who's made one-handed catches all year, and get the crowd pumped up and put Michigan on their heels? Instead, you settled for that field goal. Mm-hmm. You played on your heels. The man played on his heels the whole game. The coach said afterwards, we left, and we're sitting outside waiting. My brother was all the way up the top of the seat deck. He texted me, he said, it's going to be an hour before we get on, so we'll wait. We're good. We'll all wait. We're sitting, and people are tearing their tailgates down, and people looked like a morgue. It looked like a giant Buckeye died. People were walking out sick, yelling, Ryan Day, go, blah, blah, blah. It was all sad. We're sitting there, and they had the Ryan Day press conference on. Three times the man said in the press conference, we start the year off with the plan of beating Michigan. That's our number one goal. 2 minutes later in the presser, he said the same thing. So let me ask you something. 4 years now, the man, his number one goal, he said it, I didn't say it, that man said it. Our number one goal is to beat Michigan. You had the best roster this year, way better than them. For 4th year now, you let us down. You're the boss. If you run a program or you run a business and you fail 4 years in a row, you are axed. You are canceled. I'm telling you, they're not going to win. And I asked a friend, these guys on Facebook, oh, you can't fire him. You can't fire him. I said, what happens when you lose next year and the next year and the next year? Because he's not beating them. It's in his head. The team's in a funk. It happened with Cooper. He's John Cooper 2.0. And you have to cleanse the soul. I don't know if you get the guy, your buddy from Iowa State. I don't know if you go and grab some of these Ohio coaches that are there or you do something. I don't say you cancel them this year right now before the bowl game, but before the playoffs. But you cannot run this back again and expect to beat them.
In a weird way. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, Jums, and thank you very much for the call. It's like, well, can I give him a chance to save his job at winning the national championship? Like, that just like falls out of the trees. So it's a very difficult conversation to have. But I have no faith. After you lose that, you were 23-point favorite. I have no faith in him beating them again, unless the other team just goes out and beats themselves. And Michigan did everything. I mean, they did everything they could for this game. They let it all hang out. They're not a good football team, and you lost to a team that is not good. They are not good, and they're going to be good. And they're the ones that have taken what Urban Meyer did and has made this the sole function of their entire lives. Like, Urban lost a couple of stupid games. He never lost this one. Jim Tressel lost a few football games that were stupid. He only lost this one once. I'm sorry, there's guys who are cut out for it, and there's guys who aren't, and he simply is not.